CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome to the second half of episode 6 in the 2026 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a feature on the Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up in the second half is the third act of the hour, Woodhawks Love Finds a Way. Here is the title track.
listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Before the PSA, it was the title track from Woodhawk's Love. Just a minute, please. I believe it was Love Finds a Way. Now I'd like to feature the Red Leafs hockey at this time. Earlier this month, SFU announced that they will shut down the independent Red Leafs and lacrosse, two successful club teams, effective this fall. Janet Brown, a former CKNW and Global BC reporter, whose son Samuel Brown plays for the BCIHL team and featured on the show, spoke to Mike Smith of CKNW on the uncertainty of SFU hockey on February 20th, which has two teams, despite getting no support from SFU. Janet Brown highlighted on the uncertainty that the hockey parents are confronting right now with SFU's decision to retire the independent Red Leafs. On February 21st, the BCIHL Red Leafs traveled to Kelowna to confront the Okanagan Lakers at MNP Place, where the puck drop was at 5:30. Okanagan got on board 10:42 into the game as Carter Bennison scored his 12th on the SFU backstop Max Fowle, who also gave up Caden Bolter's first with 19 seconds left in period 1. As Fowle faced a whopping 22 shots in the first, as the Red Leafs only fired 9 shots on the Lakers' backstop, Dawson Holitsky. The game got physical during period 2, as 6 penalties were handed out during the first 10 minutes, the last of which was assessed to SFU's Jaden Falchuk for holding at 8:57, and Okanagan built a 3-goal cushion on the 4-on-3 man advantage on Parker Konecki's 14th, just 15 seconds later at 9:12. The Red Leafs got on board with 4:33 left in period 2, as Nick Goyer scored his second on the Lakers' backstop, Dawson Holitsky, as SFU trailed Okanagan 3-1 after period 2, being outshot by the Lakers. With the Red Leafs being outshot by the Lakers 39-24 after 40 minutes. Nick Goyer scored his second of the night, his third of the season at 11:55, as SFU trimmed the deficit to 1, trailing Okanagan 3-2. Then a melee ensued 2:50 later, as 4 penalties were handed out with 5:15 left, highlighted by Lyndon Sturbo of the Red Leafs being punished for 14 minutes, 2 for a hit to the head, another 2 for roughing, and a 10-minute misconduct. While Kyle Ford of the Lakers got 4 minutes first period. With 56 seconds left in regulation, SFU's Pierce White was penalized 2 minutes for hooking, and Okanagan's Parker Konecki scored his second of the night on an empty net, a power play goal with 18 seconds left for his 15th, right after which teammate Brandon Gallo received a 10-minute misconduct, also with 18 seconds left. And the Lakers doubled up the Red Leafs 4-2 at MNP Center Rink 1 in Kelowna. The Red Leafs were led by Nick Goyer with 2 goals, while Max Fowle made 52 saves on a whopping 55 shots. Meanwhile, the Lakers were led by Parker Konecki with 2 goals, an assist, Carter Bennison with a goal, an assist, Brandon Gallo, and Colton Boyarski with 2 assists each, while Dawson Holitsky made 34 saves on 36 shots for the win. Sorry for some technical difficulties.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current standings within the British Columbia Intercollegiate Hockey League. Sorry, adjusting my seat and mic here. The Vancouver Island University are first at 16-2-1, 33 points. 2 points for a win with 1 point for a shootout loss. University of Victoria are second at 12-6-1, 25 points. An 8 point drop off. Then there's another 9 point drop off in the point parade with the Logan Lake Miners, third at 7-9-2, 16 points. The Okanagan Lakers are fourth at 7-10-1, 15 points. And Simon Fraser are dead last at 4-14, 8 points.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca. Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Now I'd like to provide the latest on the Surrey Police transition at this time. On February 16th, the Canadian Border Services Agency announced that its officers are investigating 296 people in relation to BC's extortions as of February 4th, which have particularly hit Surrey hard. Also a sharp increase from 111 people on January 20th. The CBSA added that 32 people have been removed. Just a minute, please. Let me take a look. I think I got some of this wrong. Let me take a look. Sorry, but just sorry. Oh, okay. Correction, it was actually... Just a minute, please. 32 people have been issued removal orders, with 10 removed from Canada, according to Ian Holiday of CTV Vancouver. Also, the article was on February 17th, I believe. So the latest was February. The latest numbers were from February 17th, not 16th. On February 18th, according to a press release, the BC government announced the six members of its new community advisory group against extortions. Paul Dadwell, an ex-RCMP officer and the chair, Voltage Dillon, a veteran RCMP officer, Gary Beck, former public safety minister and the Surrey Guildford MLA, Wally Opal, previous attorney general and retired judge, Ninu Kang, the executive director of Ending Violence Association, and Harp Kayla, a Surrey business owner. Also on February 18th, the SPS chief Nora Lipinski released a statement saying the SPS initially planned to take over the Cloverdale South in April 2026, followed by the Cloverdale North in 2026, needing 70 officers to police Cloverdale, but revised their timeline due to a huge spike in extortions, which diverted over 40 SPS officers to a specialized investigative team, and suggested to the BC government to delay the SPS deployment to Cloverdale by 4 months. However, the Director of Policing Law Enforcement Services, who is Glenn Lewis, according to the BC government directory, told the SPS chief Norlin Pinsky to take over Cloverdale on April 1st, 2026. To which Nina Krieger, BC's public safety minister and solicitor general, felt the SPS will complete its transition to Cloverdale on April 1st, according to the Canadian Press via CBC. On February 19th, there was a meeting at the RCMP E Division headquarters in Surrey between the Prime Minister Mark Carney, the police chiefs from Surrey, Delta, Abbotsford, the regional director of Canada Border Services Agency, multiple RCMP senior leaders, including the RCMP Deputy Commissioner Dwayne McDonald, along with Delta and Surrey members of Parliament. The Prime Minister Mark Carney advised there will be a financial crimes agency to track the extortion money, and the Financial Transactions and Report Analysis Center of Canada, FINTRAC, will assist. Meanwhile, François-Philippe Champagne, the Federal Finance Minister, also held a press conference in Mississauga, Ontario, where he announced new measures for police forces to follow extortion money easier and disrupt criminal networks. FINTRAC will work with local law enforcement to help quickly trace extortions, financial institutions to assist them in flagging suspicious extortions, and clear guidelines in detecting extortion transactions, according to Anna Burns of Surrey Now Leader, and Craig Lord of the Canadian Press via City News Toronto. Also on February 19th, according to Chad Paulson of CBC, as the Vancouver Police Department mentioned, they are investigating first four extortion cases in the city. Back on the previous day of February 18th, as the Surrey Police Service updated the number of extortion cases to As the Surrey Police Service updated the number of extortion cases in Surrey to 53 as of February 16th, with 11 related shootings, 2 arsons, and 31 targeted victims, with 17 of them repeat victims. Furthermore, on February 19th, the Surrey Police Board voted to cut the SPS 2026 provisional budget by almost $47 million to $284.5 million from the original request of $331.5 million, to which the Surrey Police Union Ryan Burick slammed as, quote, reckless, as the $47 million cut is 87 officers, with the annual average cost of an officer being $158,510, quote, as the SPS is confronting an extortion crisis while being asked to expand operations and assume districts, end quote. However, the Surrey Mayor Brenda Locke was pleased at the budget as it balances public safety and low taxes, and said, quote, we are funding exactly the number of police officers they ask us to. 189 are being funded, unquote, according to CBC and Global News BC. On February 20th, the SPS updated their numbers as the total number of sworn police officers increased from 627 to 639, 131 females, 508 males, 285 86 visible minorities, 22 indigenous, and 500 civilian employees.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Welcome back. The fourth band is Dias Till Every Petal Drops with Agnostic Clean. Thank you for listening to episode thank you for listening to episode 7 of the Steve Chong Show in 2026, part of Mike on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. I'd like to provide an update for the SFU Women's Wrestling, who are competing in the 2026 NCAA Women's Wrestling Regional at Highland Arena in St. Charles. There was one update. In 2007, In 2007, Julia Ricci fell to Jalen Sicuro of Colorado Mesa 3-1 in the 2007 semifinals. Now to the last tune before 11, it's De La Soul's Cabin in the Sky. The track is will be featuring Yummy Birmingham. 30. The following content may have some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.
What's up, y'all? Before we go any further, we just want to take a moment to welcome you to the album, Cabin in the Sky. Let's have some fun, y'all. My bro Maceo in here. We with Dave always.
Thank you, Dave.
Yummy, you in here too. Run it up.
Run it up.
This will be.
That song that makes you feel free. The joy we bring is sharp to the touch, like the boy who stabs you in the heart. Where arrows serve the ballot card.
This will be.
That brother who's known as Plug 3. Yep. Never owned E.
Come on.
Time to take the dues paid.
Known to have the groove laid long.
Show them who stay strong.
And the truth in a song. Be the pro black teaching. Study hard in the life quiz that I'm featured in. Run synonymous, but nobody stopping us.
But us.
Get out your own way. That's why I say.
This will be.
That day now from day one.
With the day glow fun.
Numerically 3.
With 2 wings on 1.
And we all will have our day in the sun.
Daylight's total freedom. A good time they guarantee them. Come on, get up. Let me see some rocking, swaying. While the DJ's playing on the mic, you hear them saying, come on, get up, everybody. Come on, get up.
Move on to the next song.
Get up!
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.